that.
Not those Lions. Three Lions we can get behind.
And he hoofed it.
There's more pressure being ratcheted up with a loss like that, of course.
Just getting the head boxed off, should that just kind of happen.
For all your Lions coverage this summer, download the OTB Sports app.
Rob Heffernan, we're here at the Team Ireland Olympic home tour with FBD Insurance. Five Olympic Games for you, no mean feat in that.
Yeah, it's nostalgic looking back now, but the last few days have been brilliant. You know, I think coming from the other side and what the OFI have done for the families all over the country, it's just really nice. And I think now, understand, being a parent myself, how proud the families are. But look, I'm happy to be on the other side of the fence now and, you know, to be watching the games from here.
And just speaking of your family there, you have quite a sporting family. You know, two of the kids playing international football. Yeah. Obviously, your wife Marion as well.
Yeah. Sport's a huge part of our family. Like, so that's what I think. Now I've more of an understanding, because the athletes, when you're competing yourself in the games, you probably have no appreciation or you don't really understand what people do for you. And it's only when you step back, you're kind of going, oh my God, I got so much support off everybody and I got this and that. So to meet all of the families the last few days and just see how proud they are, it's a lovely feeling, you know.
And for those families, obviously they can't be there. They're devastated in that aspect. But today it's lovely just for them to celebrate and be excited about it all.
It is. And just to meet the other families with people, you know, with stuff in common, and they're all like, and you know, as a parent myself with two kids playing with Ireland, you'd be bursting with pride, like, you know, and you could kind of relate more to the other families with other kids who are at that level. So it's lovely from today, and it's huge. Look, they can't get out there, but I think across the board they're just so happy that the games are going ahead and that their kids are going to get to compete and the athletes are going to compete, that it makes up for, you know, the lack of crowds and lack of everything. So the fact that they're going on at all is a huge bonus.
Absolutely. And I was speaking to Kenny there just about the massive team we have. I think it's 116 athletes that are going out there. Like, it's absolutely massive. It's probably the biggest team we've ever had.
It's huge, yeah. And I think they're going to come back from this Olympic Games, and we're going to be nearly halfway into another Olympic cycle. And Paris is only 3 years away. And I think, you know, they need to go out, they need to learn fast, and we've huge potential to do well in 3 years. Like,
there's a lot of young people as well, you know, they're at their first Olympic Games. Can you bring me back to your first one, how you felt? It was Sydney, wasn't it, your first one? How did you feel? Was it overwhelming at times?
It was, like, my instincts to compete were always there. Like, when I look back at my first one, I remember being at the opening ceremony and I was worried that I was on my feet all night, and it was the only opening ceremony I ever went to out of the five games. And I think just observing all of the other superstars there, like when you see Ronaldinho, the footballer, or Muhammad Ali, or Gabriel Selassie, or Sonny O'Sullivan, and you realise these are only normal people with two arms and two legs. And that was the biggest thing that I took away from my first Olympics, or the guy who won my race was smaller than me. And then going, you've no excuses. They're only normal people who work really, really hard. And I think that's what the younger athletes need to get out of this Games. It's done, dusted, tick the box, and then it's like, where do we need to be to perform in Paris in 3 years?
And obviously the work that goes into it is an unbelievable effort, and it's a little bit different this year. Probably the training camps aren't the same, obviously, with COVID. Will that have an effect at all, or have they done their own work?
I think organically, because of COVID, it nearly focused the athletes a lot more, because they had zero distractions in their lives. So you think of the younger athletes going to college and they're trying to train and trying to balance, you know, having a little bit of a social, but no, they had nothing. The only thing they had to do was train. And I think that's the big positive that has come out of the last year and a half, that the athletes did nothing. So we need to create that environment when the world opens back up again. And yeah, and there has been positives to the lockdown.
And obviously you have a lot of athletes as well from Cork. You're a proud Cork man as well.
Oh yeah.
It's unbelievable for Cork.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously being from Cork and just training all over the world, I'd always kind of reiterate, I'd always say that we're the strongest county in the world per head of capita when I go through all of the sports stars that we have, like even Sonia or Marcus O'Sullivan, Roy King, Dennis Irwin, or rugby players. But I think a lot of it then is just that belief in your head. So the more people we have done well, and the more people we have going to the Olympics, it just creates that culture of excellence, you know.
And the rowing at the minute is unbelievable. Yeah, Skibbereen.
It's the perfect example of it, like, you know, and it's not rocket science. It's just there's a hub down there now, and people think it's normal to go to the Olympics now if you're a rower, and they're being brought into a brilliant environment. And I think we can do that with all, because we have all of the facilities, like the facilities here in Dublin Sport, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And we have them pockets all over the country. So yeah, we need to keep driving it on. Yeah.
And we're obviously here today to meet all the families and create that excitement. You've been all over the country now with Sonia and Kenny doing that. How has that been?
That's great. We're still talking anyway. We're still having crack. But I know it's been really positive. Like, you know, and I think I think it's a really nice touch from the OFI as well to kind of, you know, to bring the families together and make them feel included, because it's tough. I'd know myself when my, even when my young fella's playing with Ireland, or even when he's up here training, when you can't watch the games, it's soul destroying. So just for the fact that the OFI have thought of that and brought them together, it's a nice touch, you know.
And for your own family, obviously, when you got the bronze as well, like, what was it like for them to see you coming back?
It was huge. They were buzzing, because we kind of did everything as a family together as well. Like when I was on training camp, I'd have Marion and the kids with me, and yeah, so we did everything together. So people always think that it's just you, and it's not. There's loads of people involved. So yeah, it was a massive. It was a dream to go to the Olympics. Alone in 2000 for me was a dream come true. So when I look back to think I have an Olympic medal, it's incredible, you know.
And who do we think maybe in the athletics? How do you think they'll go? Phil Healy is an unbelievable athlete that's coming up as well.
Yeah, I think we need to be realistic with what the athletes are going to do. I think realistically, Thomas Barr, Ciarán McGeehan, hopefully they'll make a final and that will be an Olympic medal for them. Phil should make the semi-final in the 400, which would be a big achievement. If we get one of the girls out of the 800, Brendan Boyce, hopefully gain another top 8, top 6. And then with an Olympic Games, with young kids coming through, some people just rise to the occasion and you're hoping for that special performance out of some of the other athletes. But yeah, and again, it's a young team, so I think it's kicking on. It's kicking on from this game. Banking the experience and bringing it forward to Paris is very important.
Yeah, just speaking on that, obviously you're always an Olympian. Once you've become an Olympian, you're always an Olympian. And this probably will get them ready for that Paris Olympics and Olympics to come, because they are so young.
Yeah, and I think the big example of it this year is Ciarán McGeehan. She's coming into the games this year a little bit under the radar. Like, she was a world finalist in Doha, and none of being an Olympian now, that box is ticked. Running the fast times, all of them boxes are ticked. The only thing that matters for an athlete like her now is that she gets to an Olympic final and performs. So that's where we need to bring these athletes over the next 3 years. Like, they're an Olympian now, it's their first one. Mm-hmm. After this, that's gone, you know, so you have to keep on moving up the ladder. So, yeah, so that's going to be a management
In itself.
Yeah.
And is there other sports that you'll be looking at, keeping a close eye on?
The rowing, like, the rower's incredible. Like, I think just think the energy in the rowers at the moment. Like Sunita's like Wonder Woman. Like, she's just an incredible, I think she's an incredible ambassador for sport and just her dedication. And when you meet her, she's just a big, strong woman. Yeah. And, you know, it's, and the boys, and the boxing, I'd be a big boxing fan. And The hockey, there's massive energy amongst the hockey and the rugby. So across the board, I think we're going to have a good games.
So is there anyone you're tipping out for medal prospects?
I think a couple of the boxers. Obviously, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Sunita can win a medal as well. And she's gone under the radar. I don't know why, I think they're our biggest hopes.
And if you're looking back now at your career as a whole, do you have a highlight of the whole?
Oh, yeah. Like, London, like, for me, to win a medal outside Buckingham Palace, you know, with the Queen watching, you know, in London, it was a dream come true. Like, it was like retribution for 800 years. Obviously, London was incredible. It was like a home games, really, for the Irish, wasn't it? You know, and to get over there. And it was just even for my event, to showcase my event at the top level where people wouldn't normally see it. It was brilliant.
I remember I was actually living in London at that time, and like, we used to go out to the parks, the massive parks in the middle of London, to watch it. And it was like we were in Dublin. Like, there were so many Irish. And when an Irish athlete was performing, I remember Katie Taylor, when she won, everyone was up, you know. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It was great. We got a home Olympics without paying for anything. Like, you know, so it was good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You had all the fans and your family
deserves
there.
Deserves that anyway.
Yeah. Good stuff. And so today, obviously, you'll be mingling with the families and getting to know all them.
Yeah. It's lovely chatting to the families, and they'd be shy, but you know, I understand both sides. But it's lovely to meet all of the families, and same in Cork and Belfast and Galway. It's been a similar vibe the whole week. Like, you know, people, it's just really positive. Like,
brilliant, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Kenny Egan, we're here at the Sport Ireland Olympic Home Tour with FBD Insurance. How are you feeling to be here today?
This is the final leg. Thank God, we've been on the road for the last couple of days. We started in Cork, went up to Galway, up to Belfast. I'm back to Dublin today, and look at it, the sun is still shining. It's a fantastic tour.
Unbelievable. And how has it been for all the families? Obviously, they can't travel to the Olympics this year. It's devastating for them, but it's great to have them here and to create that excitement.
I think it's important that we recognise the hard work that all their kids have put in over the last number of years to try and qualify, you know, and it is a special thing to be an Olympian. And I think to mark that, it was important that we got out there to let them know that we are thinking of them, to talk to them, to meet up with them, to let them know that, you know, the kids have done something wonderful. You know, they've become part of this elusive club of being an Olympian, and that's a special thing. So I think when they came together, they really appreciated that. And I think it was a great idea by Sport Ireland to do these things. And it's been a fantastic tour so far.
And as you said, it is a very special thing to be an Olympian. It's something that never leaves you. You wake up every day as an Olympian.
Yeah, like, you know, I thank God I qualified in 2008, but it was a hard struggle. You know, I tried to qualify in 2004 and I failed. So it's not as easy as it looks, you know. It's a grueling journey, if you like. But once you get there, I think the weight is off your shoulders and you just go out and express yourself. And I think hopefully the athletes that we have qualified this time around can do that. Go out and express themselves and try and get super performances out of themselves.
And it's a very young team, probably the youngest we've ever had going to Olympic Games. Does that play a part too, that it's their first Olympics? You know, it's quite overwhelming when you get there too.
I think it's great that we have such a big team this time around. When I qualified, it was 51 on the team. Now there's 112 or 13 qualified, so it's fantastic. But in my sport, boxing, we got 7 qualified, and it's a young team. So when they go out there now, they're going to perform, and win, lose or draw, it's a great experience for them. And that'll allow them build on 4 years' time, then we can go out to Paris and probably perform out there and get medals as well.
Absolutely, and obviously the preparation and that has been a bit different. Obviously with COVID, they haven't had probably the training camps that they would have liked to have had. I'm sure they did their own thing off the back, but it's a little bit different this time around.
Yeah, look, they had to think on their feet, you know, and a lot of the lads that when the first lockdown came, they had to train on their own and send in videos of their training sessions to the coaches to pick up on. So it was very, very challenging, but you know, they've got together, they've stuck together, and thank God we got 7 qualified. But it's like that all over the world. All the athletes are in the same boat, so it's about forgetting about that now. They're there now, they're in the Olympic Village, and they're ready to perform.
And hopefully we do have a few medal prospects. We've Aidan and Michaela Walsh out there, brother and sister, that's unbelievable. And Kelly Harrington as well. You'd be hoping that she hopefully goes all the way and brings home the gold.
I think Kelly Harrington is a sublime athlete, you know. She's world champion. She's going out here now with a lot of weight on her shoulders. Everyone's talking about it's a gold medal, no problem. But it's not as easy as that, you know. She has to go out there and perform. But she's a confident girl. She's put in all the work. Emma Brennan's fighting in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
He's another dub. So, look, anything can happen in Olympic Games. World champions get beaten in their first fights. So, look, it's a strange competition. But let's just see. Let's take it one round at a time, one fight at a time. And please God, we'll have a few in the medal stages.
And boxing's obviously a massive sport for Ireland, especially at the Olympics. It's where we're always so successful. I suppose in recent years, it's probably got bigger and bigger in Ireland. Does it get the recognition it deserves?
It does. Obviously, Rio was a bit of a letdown because we had the best team on paper traveling to Rio. You know, Michael Collins, the Joe Wards, Paddy Barnes, Katie Taylor. You know, yeah. Fantastic team on paper, but we just didn't perform on the day. So boxing is a fantastic sport in this country. You know, we punch well above our weight, pardon the pun, but we really are a strong nation when it comes to boxing. But I think Rowan is sneaking up behind us now. Rowan are getting very strong as well. So I think the medal hopes for this Olympic Games could be Rowan and boxing, please God.
And when you arrived at the Olympics for you, do you remember that overwhelming feeling? Was it excitement? Was it nerves? What was it like just trying to capture what the guys might be feeling?
Yeah, look, it's obviously different this time around. There's no massive audience, no big crowds. The atmosphere is going to be different. But when I got there in Beijing, like, they outdone themselves out there for the Olympic Games. Like, the Olympic Village was phenomenal, and all the arenas were full to capacity. Something that I'll always remember, you know, the connection we had as a team, as a unit of 5 boxers going out there and coming back with 3 medals was a special time. A long time ago now, mind you. But it's always a distant memory, but a good one at that.
And obviously out in Tokyo, you have the heat, humid. It's probably a bit like today. We're sweltering here today. But yeah, is that something to take into account? I suppose boxing, it's inside. They have the aircon. But for the other athletes, say the athletics, you know, they really have to take that into account.
Yeah, like, the heat is going to be horrendous out there, I believe. But like, they've all been out there a number of weeks before the game starts. So they're going to acclimatise and get ready. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge for everyone, you know. And it's just about getting the performance right, getting their head right on the day and just executing their plan. That's what it's about. And the Olympic Games, it's about millimetres. It's about inches, you know. And if you're just performing today and your luck is on your side, all of a sudden you find yourself in on a podium or, you know, it's fantastic.
And I think sometimes people forget, as we're all watching here from home, you know, we're sitting at home watching, like, the unbelievable talent that's out there from every country. It's just massive to be there. Never mind, you know, go on and win. It's just massive for them just to be there.
I think, and it's so true, you know, like, once an Olympian, always an Olympian. And all them guys have done the hard work across all sports. They're all Olympians now, 112 or 13 of them. So that's a special thing to have on your CV. But I'm sure there's a few of them out there that are actually fancying their chances now to get on a podium, because once you qualify, that's the hard part. So, look, it's great that we have such a big team, and I think it's getting stronger and stronger. Like I said, the more we get to an Olympic Games every 4 years, the better chance we have of obviously achieving medals. So that's the way we need to keep going now. We need to keep the Olympics in the public eye, not only every 4 years, but yeah, all year round, every year, to get kids, young kids, to aspire to be Olympians and not just be GAA and hurling, but which are fantastic sports. But let's push it a bit further and try and get kids involved in Olympic sports.
And for you growing up, was that what it was like for you? Were you always aspiring to be an Olympian?
I remember watching Michael Crute win his gold medal in 1992, and I was 8 years of age. You know, my eldest brother was a boxer. He brought me to the club, and I just started from there. That was a distant achievement of mine, that I wanted to be an Olympian. And all of a sudden, 18 years later, 18 years it took me to get to my Olympic place. So it's a long, grueling career, if you like, but it's worth it, you know, when you qualify.
It's tough. The amount of work that goes into 18 years to keep focused. You know, you can have the talent, but I always say mentally is probably even tougher to keep going.
I think when people talk about talent, you know, it only gets you so far. Yeah. Like I've been on teams with guys that had more talent in their little finger than I had my whole body, but they hadn't got the discipline. They never, you know, they couldn't keep up the training. They wouldn't turn up. Their diet wouldn't be right. They wouldn't be making weight, and they'd just fall off to the side. Where I remained there. I don't know whether I was just stubborn or just mad, but I kept coming back every year and just pushing myself to the limit all the time. And I think that kind of a mindset got me across the line. It wasn't my talent as well. Okay, there was a bit of talent there, but it was that work rate though, and you know, that real deep down want to try and qualify that got me across the line.
Well, you're being very modest. Obviously, a silver medalist in Beijing. I remember your homecoming. I remember watching it and just being like, oh my God, whoa. It really like took me back. I'm sure it really took you back.
Yeah, look, when you think of it, like, you know, we're only a small country, you know, 4.5-5 million people. And to come back with an Olympic medal, I've come through that airport many a time with medals. And to be known there, only an old journalist and a reporter, you know. So to come back to the airport the way it was just crazy. And it was great, it was, you know, to get kids back into the club, started to fill up again. Boxing clubs were... Yeah. Inundated with requests and boys and girls. It was brilliant. And then obviously Katie Taylor 4 years later. But that's what we need. That's why we need Olympic sport on the agenda, you know, is to get kids active, get them to aspire to be something great, you know. And that's what I did, you know. And I went out there and got the business done and come back a local hero. And you know, it was a fantastic achievement.
Absolutely. And as you said, if you didn't see it, you know, if you didn't see at that time that you wanted to be an Olympian, if Katie Taylor never seen it, how would you believe it? How would you know you wanted to be it?
And that's exactly it. And that's why we need to keep this Olympic movement going year in, year out, and not just every 4 years. It's very important that we keep the Olympic movement on the agenda, letting kids know that the Olympics is achievable. Mm-hmm. I'm a normal Joe So from a normal housing estate. Mm-hmm. They put the work in, sacrificed, trained hard, made weight again, then again after that. And, you know, it's not easy, but it is possible. It's possible for anyone to be an Olympian.
Absolutely, and you've done it. And so who do you think the medal prospects will be then?
Well, look, on paper, we could look at Kelly Harrington, obviously, trying to get a medal there. I don't know what colour it's going to be. People are talking about being gold, but look, any colour will do us at all. Kelly Harrington be one. Court Walker's an exceptional talent as well. He's a tough draw as well, though. He's fighting Uzbek in his next fight. He could be a chance. Brendan Irvine. Emmett Brennan could be a dark horse at 81 kilos, my old weight, you know. So, look, and then the brother and sister then, it's Aidan and Michaela. It's a great team. It really is a good team. But let's just look at the performances. And once we get the performance right, the results look after themselves.
Absolutely. And obviously, we're here because the families can't be there. So we're excited to meet all them. They obviously can't be there. The fans can't be there. There's no supporters. Does that have any impact on it?
Yeah, I was only talking about this the other day. Like, it could go either way. You know, you might have lads there that feel the pressure of family members being in a crowd. Mm-hmm. And they could latch onto that and hear their voices and kind of get distracted. Whereas now they don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about going out and meeting their family after a fight. Or it's just them out in there. And look, those boxers have travelled all over the world in many different competitions. It's the same ring, it's the same one referee, five judges, one opponent. It's the exact same thing, only that it's under an Olympic banner. So they need to simplify it and keep it simple. Forget about the crowd, they don't need to be worrying about anything else, just what's going on in the ring.
Absolutely, so for some it probably could work in their favour, maybe a less pressure in a way.
Exactly, you know, they're not having the pressure of trying to perform in front of their family members, their siblings or whatever it is. So they're just going out there just to express themselves in a simple environment, quiet environment, get the job done and get back out of the ring and straight back to their digs or their apartment.
Absolutely, and for you now, involved in boxing, how are you finding it all?
Yeah, I'm still coaching, do a small bit of coaching, looking after a couple of lads, you know. Maybe some year I'd like to get back into the high performance when I've kind of settled a little bit. I have a 5-year-old daughter that I want to spend time with, when you get back into the coaching full time, it's you're back on the move again, you're traveling all over the world, and I'm not ready for that yet, you know. So I'm doing a small bit at the moment which suits me, and I think I'll just stick with that for the time being.
And your 5-year-old daughter, will she maybe get involved in sporting somehow?
Well, we tried with football now, she's not too keen now, so we're going to try gymnastics next. If it's last resort, I'll probably push her into boxing.
Why last resort?
Because it's a hard game, you know, and I think she's too pretty for boxing anyway, so I'll probably hold her off on that one.
Brilliant. And looking back at all your career, do you have a highlight? Is it the Olympic Games?
In my sporting career, definitely it's been, you know, to perform as well as I did for those 2 weeks in August in 2008, like, it was the best boxing I ever produced in my life. And to do it on a bigger stage, it's crazy, you know. But I'd say the Olympic Games was my greatest achievement, and obviously getting that silver medal.
And for your family, what did it mean to them?
Yeah, you know, all my family were over there apart from my mum, because she's not into flying, you know. So they were all there, and it was great to have them there. And it is unfortunate that, you know, the Olympics this time around, they don't have their family there to support them. But I'm sure they know that the way things are now with social media and all, they know their families are backing them 100%. But I was lucky to have my family with me over there in Beijing, and it's the whole lot of them, you know, it was great. You could hear them cheering in the crowd, the ole ole singing in a crowd of 14,000 people. So it was a great time, and a great time for Irish boxing as well.
And obviously you're travelling around now at the minute with Rob Heffernan, Sonia O'Sullivan. Pretty good company to have.
For me sins, yeah. No, a bit of crack with Rob and Sonia. They're great. They're amazing athletes, you know. We had a bit of dinner last night, and we were talking about the old times and different races and different fights and different achievements. But look, I'm amongst royalty here, you know, and it's great, you know. But like, you know, we're all in the same boat. We've all had dreams when we were young. We achieved them. And now we're trying to get, you know, I suppose give back and let people know that the Olympic movement is a powerful movement. And to become an Olympian is possible.
Brilliant, Kenny. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
So, Sonia O'Sullivan, we're here for Team Ireland Olympic home tour with FBD Insurance. How does it feel to be here?
So, yeah, no, it's great to be here. You know, I was in Cork last week for the first leg of the tour, and then I left Rob and Kenny went on the boys on tour, you know, to Galway and Belfast, and rejoining them again now in Dublin. So it's great to be here, and I'm really looking forward to meet the families. You know, it's a special event, I think, for the families of all the athletes out in Tokyo who, you know, in normal times they would have went out to support them. And it's something that everybody, you know, looks forward to, you know, when their children are taking part in the Olympics, that they actually have an excuse to go there, you know. And it doesn't matter what it costs or what's involved, they're going to make sure that they get there. And unfortunately, you know, we can't do it this year, so something like this is a little bit special, because it's important for the parents to meet other parents as well.
Absolutely.
And you know, to share the experiences with them, and on a small scale, I suppose we can do this now. And I'm sure they'll have lots of different things organized for the days that the athletes are competing, so this kind of kick-starting it, and it gives you the energy as well, and the excitement, you know, that the Olympics is actually happening. And you know, to be here and to be a part of it is great.
Well, absolutely, it does. It gets that excitement going. It's great to see them all as well. I know a lot of them are just arriving now as we speak, and so for them obviously not getting there, for you was it massive to have your family there?
Oh yeah, it was always, well, it was more exciting for them, I think, you know, to be planning it and organising it. And then it was always a thing to try and meet them out there. It was never easy to meet them, because, you know, when you're at the Olympics, there's all these different kind of bubbles of things going on. Even back then, you know, there was bubbles of, you have the athletes and the coaches and everybody who's involved in the actual competition. And then you have the sponsors and the media, and then you have the parents and the family and the fans in the stands, you know. So they're all kind of in their own little areas and doing their own thing, and everybody having a great time. And it's only when you finish your event that then you can kind of overlap and go into all the other different Olympic kind of groups, I would call them, you know, and then to try and meet up with your family and friends. And they were always so excited to be out there. And, you know, it's great, you know, to be able to go out there and visit countries in different places that you probably would never go, only for the fact that the Olympics are there.
Absolutely. And I was just looking, like, a few of the Instagrams, you know, people putting up the Olympic Village and all the different things that's in place this time around because of COVID. You know, it's very different. You know, they're getting their temperature checks going in, they're putting on their masks, their gloves, the food hall looks manic.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the normal manic food hall where there's like people just rushing in and out, you know. It seems very organized, and you know, you can take your time, and yeah, it looks like it's a very different process. But you know, there is always that rush, you know, of trying to, you know, get into the food hall and out. And I heard a couple of the Irish athletes talk, and they said where they're staying is very close, so they tend to just go over and, you know, take stuff back to their room and eat quickly, and they don't really hang around that much, which was always a big thing, was to hang around, you know, with the in the what do you call it, the dining hall.
Yeah,
you could spend
you
could spend way too much time in there as well, you know, because you'd be sitting down and then more people would come and people would leave and more would come, and depending, you know, how social you wanted to be, you could be there all day, you know. So that was a good social gathering. But now I think it's very much, you know, back to your room and, you know, kind of keeping the distance and staying apart a lot of the time.
And for a lot of these athletes, it's their first Olympic Games. A lot of them are extremely young. You know, we'll probably see them for years to come, competing in a lot of Olympics to come. For you, it was 1992 and your first one, is that correct?
It was 1992 in Barcelona, and that was really exciting, you know. And I can remember, you know, people used to stop me in the street all the time, you know, in Cove, and, you know, when I'd be taking the train up to the track for training in Cork, and they'd be saying, "When are you going?" And I'd be kind of thinking, "Going where?" And they said, "To the Olympics." And, you know, it was just such a exciting time, I suppose. And it was a bit novel at the time because, you know, I was so young and well known in the town. So it was exciting for everybody. And, you know, all the windows and the shops were dressed up and everything. And, you know, people's houses had, you know, everything was green. So, yeah, it's very exciting, I think, for people and their local communities, you know, to get behind the athletes and to cheer them on. And there's so many Irish athletes this year, I think 118 altogether. So that's an absolutely massive number and, you know, someone to look out for every day.
Yeah, and I was only saying to Rob, there's so many Cork athletes as well. Of course there is.
Of course, yes. No, we you know, we believe that there's something in the there's something in the water down there, you know.
And for them, obviously, the rowing is probably a big one. Skibbereen, unbelievable talent coming out of there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been fantastic to see the rowing team and the success that they've had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kind of say success breeds success. And it truly does, you know. And I think, you know, when the rowers get out there and they compete and they show how good they are, then I think everybody else on the team wants to, you know, match that as well, and they don't want to be left out.
No, and just as you said, that success breeds success. I know for me growing up, I think you were the only maybe female Irish sports person that me and my friends would have seen. You know, other than that, we didn't really see many on the telly, or there wasn't that many around. You know, I would have grew up in 92, I was born. So, you know, with those years, you didn't see many other women on telly. So that was massive for us. And now I suppose for you, they were probably the people competing now. You were their role model. Did you have role models yourself?
Well, I think most of they're probably male role models, and people probably local to me, like Marcus O'Sullivan. He was a world indoor champion, and, you know, he was just winning a lot of races, on, especially indoors in America. And Frank O'Mara, so they were on the Irish team when I first came on the Irish team. And I suppose the fact that they were so successful in 87 when I was, you know, just kind of, I suppose, starting to run more senior races and bigger races, and to be on the same team as them, and they were so normal, you know. And then I suppose that kind of make you feel welcome on the team, and, you know, you need that. You need to kind of want to be going away on the team, not just because of the competing, but because of the people that you're around and the people who help you and encourage you and support you all the way. And, you know, Frank and Marcus, they were there for me all the time, and we're still really good friends to this day.
And I don't think people realise it's massive preparation that goes into this. You know, it's a lot of training.
There's a lot of training. You know, you always say, you know, you see people when they line up on the start line, or when the, you know, whatever event they're doing, when the competition is about to start. And, you know, you have no idea what goes on behind the scenes and what got them there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, will be there and they're just happy to have got to the start line, because it does take a lot of effort. And, you know, there's highs and lows along the way that they have to deal with. And, you know, you're there then and you just have to do the best that you can.
And I think for a lot of Irish, you were really famous for your kick down the straight. You know, we always waited for that. It gave us such a buzz watching it.
Yeah, I suppose that's the one thing with athletics and, you know, watching track races, is that they're over pretty quickly, you know. And so if you walk into a room and there's a race on, you can stop and watch it. And I was so lucky in the 90s. There was a lot of, you know, my races were on TV, and, you know, that's what people watched it on. Nowadays, you know, you can look it up, you can watch it back online and different things like that. But I think when everybody's watching the same thing on TV, then they're all talking about it as well, and it becomes a bit of a soap opera in here. You know, what's next? What's the next episode? So it's amazing. I meet so many people these days, you know, who were there in the 90s, and they can recall all these memories, and for them to retell the stories to me, it's amazing, because you don't know that when you're out there competing yourself. You know, you're just focused on what you're doing, and, you know, and, you know, that's another group of people at the Olympics, is the people at home supporting, and the excitement and everything that it generates. So I'll be looking forward to that over the next few weeks.
Do you remember your first homecoming and what it was like? Was it almost like, oh my god, what's happening here?
Oh yeah, every now and then you kind of dig up a few photos. And I actually found a few the other day, and, you know, now, you know, back then we used to print off the photos all the time, so, it's quite amusing to look back at the photos. And you know, there was open top bus, and you know, the square in Cove was absolutely jam packed with people. And I remember being up on the stage, and I'm like, what am I going to do now? You know, you'd wish you could dance or, you know, sing a song or something like that. But yeah, no, it was very, very special, you know, to see so many people come out and welcome me back home. And, you know, I had finished fourth, you know, yeah. And you kind of think, you know, what if I'd won a medal? I'd be totally mad.
No, I think that's just Ireland. We would, no matter what you'd won, we all would have been there. And obviously, Sophie, your daughter, is sort of following in your footsteps. She's away in Washington at the minute on a scholarship.
She is. She's at the University of Washington. So she just got finished the first year. It was a bit of a strange year, you know, yeah. no in-class classes and things like that. And, you know, it was a bit unusual. But they did a few races, and she ran a personal best over the 1,500 metres.
Brilliant.
She had a bit of an injury, so she's just recovering from that now. So hopefully she can be back and fit and ready to go again when they go back in September.
And is Olympic dreams on the card for her?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I'd love to go and watch her at the Olympics somewhere someday. But, you know, she's got to find her way now. You know, she took up the scholarship. She wanted to go there. She loves to run, and she loved being part of the Irish team in 2018 and 2019. Yeah. So, you know, it'd be absolutely fantastic if she can get back there again.
And what's your relationship with running now? Do you still get out?
Most days, yeah. Yeah, I do like to go for a run. I run about an hour most days, okay. yeah. And I just like to go and run in nice places, you know, yeah. So just to kind of find a nice place to run and to go out there and enjoy it. And it kind of sets up your day, you know, yeah. you feel great afterwards. And I do a podcast with Jarlath Regan. Yeah. It's on the Irishmen Running Abroad. And we encourage people to run, and we're going to hopefully meet up with a group of people on the 8th of August, the last day of the Olympics, in one of my favourite places in Dublin, out at Ringsend Park.
Amazing. Good stuff. It's brilliant to do that. And have you got many people interested in getting involved?
Well, we have a Strava group, and oh, yes. Everybody's in there, and you know, we all encourage each other and have a chat, and you can ask questions and hopefully get some sensible answers. So yeah, no, we'll just be inviting anybody at all to come along, and it's a bit of a pop-up event, so you know, it'll be like a meet for a run kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it'd be great to see some people come out and run and join us and have a bit of fun.
And obviously the Olympics as a whole, it's a massive event for everybody. You know, it creates a lot of excitement. The wind is coming at us here. Definitely.
The typhoon might be coming.
Yes.
Here.
Where's our sun gone? Do you know what? Actually, just speaking on the weather, it's obviously a massive thing for athletes. You know, the humidity that comes with it. But I think a lot of the athletes were in Spain and that preparing for that.
Yeah, well, there's been athletes preparing in lots of hot places, mm-hmm. and kind of improvising with different methods of training in the heat. I think I heard a couple of the rowers saying they were on the bikes in the bathroom in their hotel in Spain. Right. So it wasn't hot enough for them. And they had like the heater on, and yeah, just creating some humidity in the bathroom on the bikes.
Yeah.
And people do all these crazy things. But, you know, I think when you do something to prepare yourself, then you believe that you've done everything possible, you know, to be ready to compete no matter what the conditions.
And looking back now at the career you've had, unbelievable. Do you have a highlight?
There's lots of highlights. You know, I say it was a bit of a roller coaster, you know, there was highs and lows along the way. But you know, I think ultimately, you know, winning a silver medal in Sydney was, you know, it was my third Olympics, and you know, you kind of feel like you've given up like 12 years to get to this point. And I did feel like it was third time lucky, and, you know, I had to make the most of it. And it was definitely a huge bonus for me to come away with a silver medal.
Unbelievable. And who will you be looking out for now to hopefully come home with a medal?
Well, I suppose Sunita Perspura in the yeah. rowing is a big favourite. And who else? Annalise Murphy in the sailing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd need a list in front of me now, is a lot. There's like some great athletes, and really looking forward to cheering on the team next
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Tanya. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
no
you.
Problem. Thank you.
Brilliant.